Audio 7.2.
In my opinion, you should be thinking about forming a private company. And if so, then I think you should give some thought to being a CIC, a community interest company. This could well be appropriate for your requirements. There is, however, a feature known as asset lock, which means that its assets and property must be applied for the objects of the company only. So it would depend on whether you are in this to make money or for a community interest. That's up to you to decide. Mm. There are also specific rules about inward investment, such as limited dividends and limited interest payable on loans. One other thing to remember is that a private, unlimited company cannot be a CIC.
OK, thanks. I'll go and have a chat with Joe and Henry about this. It would be really useful if you could send us some more detailed information on our options. Mm-hmm. We can go through it and then we'll put our heads together and decide which company would be the best for what we want to do. Then we'll come back to you and maybe you can set the necessary paperwork in motion for us. Is there a lot involved?
No, not really. Once you've made a decision about the type of company, then it's a matter of drafting the memorandum of association with the various objects of the company and the articles of association with the rules for the running and regulation of the internal affairs of the company. Mm. Though there are special requirements relating to memoranda of association for community interest companies. So I'll have to look into this further. I'll send you the information you need. Then if you come back to me as soon as you've made a decision, I'll get going on some outline drafting. We can have another meeting then.
OK, I'll get back to you before the end of the week.